Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this. All right, it's 101 Part-Time Jobs. I'm Giles Bidder, and we hear from bands about their stories that we wouldn't hear anywhere else. It's Thursday, which means there'd usually be a full episode, but due to various complications like me buying a bicycle that was too small for me, illness, and working today on Sean Keaveney's Patreon radio show, Community Garden Radio, which I highly recommend, we're going to do a short stop and chat. This is one with Gaffer Tape Sandy. I spoke with Kath. Gaffer Tape Sandy are an excellent band. This kind of frenetic, ball of energy that somehow kind of carries these fucking power pop melodies. They've just announced this new record, Hold My Hand, God Damn It. That's a good title. And the single Scrapbook is out now. This is a stop and chat with Kath from Gaffer Tape Sandy. I hope you enjoy. By the way, instead, this week's second full episode is going to be tomorrow, and it's with Ben from Bodega. If you haven't heard Bodega, they're, I would say art punk, but that sounds a bit wanky. They're a punk band from New York. They remind me of some of these perfect parts of Lemonheads and Replacements. They got their own thing going on. You probably know Bodega if you've heard Six Music. Ben from Bodega is on the show tomorrow, so make sure you come back for that. It's a good chat. Now here's Kath from Gaffer Tape Sandy.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Is this Kath?
Yes, yeah. Hi, how are you?
Yes, it's good. Thank you very much. It's Giles with a stop and chat on 101 Part-Time Jobs. Is now a good time?
It's me.
Have you ever put an olive in front of a cat?
Pardon, sorry?
Have you ever put an olive in front of a cat?
No, what happens?
Well, it's like catnip, and I just found it out, and my cat's going absolutely crazy. And it's brilliant. I asked Alexa to make sure that the olive won't hurt the cat, so that's all good.
Yeah, I heard someone the other day absolutely freaking about raisins and cats. Apparently that's like a weird thing as well. Cucumbers as well. So maybe try that one.
Have you seen the cucumber video? Oh my God.
Yeah, I always feel kind of bad for them, but also like I can't look away. It's so funny.
We tried it, and unfortunately to say, sorry to report, that it didn't work with our Mr. Pickles.
Is it not real? Oh, not man. Real.
Gutting.
I'm slightly heartbroken.
What's the best pet name that you've ever either heard or had that yourself?
We had a dog called Naboo. I quite liked that. Mm. After the Shaman in the Mighty Boosh.
Yes.
I guess also after the planet in Star Wars, but it was meant to be like the weird Shaman guy.
That is brilliant. I mean, I love a bit of shame. Was it like a shaming pet? Would the pet shame you?
I mean, I kind of wish that he was a bit, you know, maybe a bit more holy. He was just like a Labrador who was really goofy and didn't really live up to the name, but he was also adorable. So that's fine.
Here we go. Hey, Kath, what is the most pain that you've ever felt at work, emotionally or physical? HR department would not like this question.
This I've probably got a few for HR department. I used to work at a like a bodybuilder gym.
Yes.
So everyone was like absolutely ginormous, and I don't really know how I ended up there because I don't particularly use the gym, but it just kind of happened. And like 99% of them are absolutely lovely, but yeah, there was one day I literally got like choked by a bodybuilder and had to ban him from the gym and kick him out.
Oh.
And then later that day, I slammed my car into a wall. So that was like just a really weird day of like, yeah, it was really strange. He was just like, my hand is the size of your neck. And I was like, yes, it is. And he tried to prove it. And I was like, no, you can keep your membership and maybe not come back again.
Oh my God.
It was also a weird place. It was also a weird place where they asked me, there was like a, like some actual gangsters that used to come in, and they were like, oh yeah, they haven't paid for their membership. So if they come in, make sure that they're not allowed in again. And I was like, I don't get paid enough to battle gangsters.
And what are you supposed to do?
Take them on?
Like look up four feet and be like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what do you want me to do? And obviously they came in when no one else was in. And they're like, can we come in? I was like, yeah, please. Like, help yourself. I do not. This is not my battle.
You're paying them. The company's paying them for protection.
Yeah, I was like, come one, come all. On the bright side, like nearly everyone that worked there was lovely. So, you know, if ever anyone messed with me, I just had a pretty big gang of absolute tanks.
We're not naming and shaming. We don't do that here. We can't name companies, otherwise we'll get sued. And I just got some indemnity protection.
You worry, it won't.
What is the biggest mistake that you've made at work, do you think?
So one was like, It was kind of at work. It wasn't like directly at work. It was when Gaffer first got to play Gusto, we have a song called Manager, which is literally about hating the job that you're in and just kind of, you know, rotting away at work in a job that you hate. Mm-hmm. And I was introducing it and I was going in really quite hard. I used to work in like a tile shop. So I learned a lot about grout. And I was introducing the song and I was just kind of really going quite hard on how much I absolutely hated my job. And then I completely forgot and remembered that my boss had said that, because he was quite nice, he'd actually said that he was going to put it on at the office and have all of the staff watching it.
Yes.
And I suddenly had a little flash in my mind of everyone at the tile shop sitting, watching me play and being like, oh, this is so lovely. And then me just really going in hard about how shit my job was and how much I absolutely hated it.
Excellent.
Yeah, then had to go into work the next day when we got back and was just like, yeah, so sorry. Maybe went a little bit too hard in that one.
Did they say anything?
Yeah, there was a few like sly comments being like, oh, you know, sorry you're back here kind of thing. I was like,
think you're bigger than us.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, me too. But I didn't I'm sorry that grout just isn't my passion, man.
That's fantastic.
I don't need to know that much about adhesives.
Are you the kind of person that will always be running for the train or the bus to get to work?
I'm the person that's paranoidly early for the bus or train.
Okay.
I'm like, if I'm getting a train, I want to be there half an hour early, because I know if I'm not, then I hate running. Well, I hate running for things. I would rather miss it and be 2 hours late than have to run for a train.
It's smart, because then at least you don't rush when you get into work, and you can sit down and at least have 10 or half an hour to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if I'm walking to work, I'll absolutely be late. But if I have to get a bit of public transport, I will. I can't run for transport. Otherwise, my legs hurt and I fall down. I can't do it.
Brilliant. Kath, thank you very much for doing the 101 stop and chat. I love the tunes. It's so good. It's that perfect mixture of like great songs, great lyrics, great hooks, and fucking chaos. And I love the chaos.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We're just so excited to actually be releasing music again. It's been, as I'm sure it has been, you know, for so many people, it's been so long. Mm. And we were releasing stuff again. People were like, oh, I thought you broke up. I was like, no, can't get rid of us that easy. But
hell no.
Yeah, we're just psyched. We're awesome. So excited.
Well, so glad for it. Oh, look, there was Kath, Gaffer Tape Sandy. Go check out them and their new record, Hold My Hand, God Damn It. Go add Scrapbook to your playlist. Listen to it loud. You know, you get me? Say less. All right, tomorrow, Ben from Bodega. See you then.